Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me this hour, unless you decide to call in. If you do and you want to talk about preparedness, you're certainly welcome to do that. And that number is 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running, 712-770-9418. This hour is about tips from the book and some of my thoughts. So the coronavirus, I absolutely positively believe it's real. I don't know if it's man-made and it got out. Somebody broke the jar. You know, their thoughts about that coming in. It being housed in Canada at a BL lab, BL 4 or 5, and it was stolen by the Chinese or shuttled out of Canada to China, and somebody dropped the jar. I don't know. But I do know that I believe it is absolutely positively real. Some people say, well, you know, it's not real. It's just a distraction. It's a distraction so that you will be induced to not pay attention to other news. You will be induced to get a vaccination. There is no vaccination right now. They say, the media is saying that it's being prepared. It's being rushed through. And probably won't get through all the trials that it needs to make sure it's safe. So y'all can get your vaccine, and that could kill you. There's that thought. So what's the Fennelli family doing? Are we going to get vaccinated? No. No. Are we going to stay healthy? Yes. Are we going to lock the doors? Yes. Are we going to go out and travel and do frivolous, stupid things? No. Are we going to do risky things? No. We're pretty much going to be isolated here on the farm. No visitors, no guests. And that's how we are handling this. So I believe it's absolutely positively real. The incubation period is thought to be somewhere between 0, 1, 2, 3, and 14 days. So that means that about half of the people who have been exposed or have it don't even know they have it because they don't exhibit the symptoms yet. About half don't know. There's a nurse on a YouTube video in China crying, screaming, wailing. And she says that, this was days ago, that there are at least 100,000 infected. 100,000. So the numbers keep climbing, and it all makes sense to me. That, you know, what is the R-naught? That is the number that's associated with the transmission of the contagion. So an R-naught of 2 would be if one person has it, they infect 2. And those 2 each infect 2. And those infect 2. And it gets massive very, very quickly. We can be talking hundreds of thousands, if not millions, very, very quickly. So what do you do? Well, obviously you want to limit your exposure. What I did was I bought a ultraviolet pen light months ago. We use it in the automotive shop to detect leaks. And if you want to have some fun with it, if you have a pet, get an ultraviolet light. Do not look at it. Do not look at it. Do not look at the light. You'll damage your eyes. If you have a pet, you might have some fun, you know, just shining it on the rug or the floor. Wow. You'll see where that pet's been. You'll see illuminated areas of accidents from your pets. Try it. You'll be amazed. You're gonna wanna wash those carpets. Get a carpet cleaner and clean your carpets. How do we clean carpets? Well, I'll tell you. We don't have any wall to wall here at the house, at the farmhouse. Our rugs are old. They're Oriental. You can buy an Oriental rug, or you can buy wall to wall. If you buy wall to wall, it wears out. If you buy an Oriental, it hardly ever wears out. So Orientals, we have some that are, 60, 70, 80, 120 years old here at the farmhouse. So how do we clean them? It's really simple. You get the spill right away. You need a wet and dry shop vac. And so what we do is immediately upon if we have a little puppy and he has an accident, we immediately take the equivalent of a soda bottle. Let's say it's a 2-liter soda bottle or a 1-liter soda bottle. Add a few drops of dishwashing liquid, palm olive, for example. Put a couple drops in there, add some water, shake it up, and we pour it right on the spill or the accident. And we vacuum it with the wet and dry shop vac. And then we pour some more water on it, and we do it several times. And the idea is you want the water to be pulled through the spill so that whatever has spilled or the urine or whatever it might be gets vacuumed up. Then we vacuum it dry. And then what do? Well, immediately upon finishing with that little job, you take that vacuum outside and you wash out with a garden hose the vacuum, the inside, the hose, and you let it drip dry so that the whatever is in the hose drips out and doesn't start generating mold. And that's what we do. Then we leave the vacuum in the sun so that it will drip dry. But you don't want to get the motor wet. So that's how we handle spills, and wet and dry shop vac is a great way to go. It doesn't have to be a big one. So as you hear more and more about the coronavirus, you're going to want to get some things. And you might want to get them now before more people go out saying, you know what, we need to get some supplies because this could be bad and we might be shut in for a while. We are expecting to be shut in for a while, the Finelli family. So we don't want to go out. And we're okay here. We have what we need. By the way, don't come in and ask us for help because we can't help you. We can hardly help ourselves. So you need to get the knowledge. You need to learn how to do things. You need to have the supplies. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Don't associate with people who exhibit risky behavior. And our son came home and we said, "Who cut your hair?" And he said, "You know, this new gal. I said, "New gal? Okay, looks good." Another time he came home and he said, "The gal wasn't there and this guy cut his hair." And I said, "Well, it's not straight." And he said, "Yeah, well, you know," and then he said that the guy hit on him. Meaning the guy was asking him to go to dinner with him. The guy who cut his hair was a homo. I said, "Don't feed the homos. Don't feed the homos. Don't go out and expose yourself to risky behavior. If the gal who normally cuts your hair isn't there, leave. Don't associate with people with blue hair, green hair, purple hair, me firsters. They exhibit risky behavior. Tattoos. You can't tell me. No one can tell me, convince me that someone with tattoos does not exhibit risky behavior. It's impossible. They'll never convince me. You can't tell me that someone who has green hair is not involved in risky behavior. You can't tell me that because it's stupid. Dyeing your hair to a ridiculous color to say, look at me, I'm a moron, that is risky behavior. You might want to consider thinking about what is happening in Wuhan. The entire city is locked down. If you're there, you're not getting out. No trains, no airplanes, no buses. Would you want to put yourself in a location where you could be locked in that location? Oh, it happened in World War II in Germany, didn't it? People got locked into the ghetto. And then they got on trains. And then they were executed. Do you want to be in a position where you can be forced to do something that you don't want to do? Do you want to be trapped? Well, if you don't want to be trapped, don't get on a bus. If you don't want to be trapped, don't get on a plane. If you don't want to be trapped, don't get on a cruise ship. When these young gals were shuttled off to Epstein-Stein's island, they were trapped. They couldn't get off the island. They allowed it to happen. They allowed themselves to be trapped. Don't go into a place where you can't get out of. When I used to go to restaurants, I would sit where I could see the door. And I'd also want to know, what's the other exit? How else am I going to get out of here? And I wouldn't sit in a place where some moron could be driving his or her car or truck through the front wall or windows of the restaurant. Does it ever happen? Oh, can't happen. No one's going to drive from their parking space right through the glass front window. No. It happens. It absolutely happens. Sometimes drivers get into the car and they want to back out of that parking space that is facing the window of a restaurant, like at a mall or a strip mall. And they put the car in reverse and step on the gas, the car goes through the front window. Why? Because it wasn't in reverse. It was in drive. And people drive with high heels. That's ridiculous. You'll never see a video of Emerson Fittipaldi or Mario Andretti driving with high heels. Never. You'll never see him driving with flip-flops. Never. And you'd never see me behind the wheel of a race car when I used to race with anything other than tight-fitting laced shoes. Never. Never. People are careless. They're reckless. They don't think. Stay out of the way of them. Minimax regret. What's your maximum regret? I've taught that to every class that I've ever taught, regardless of the subject matter. Minimax regret. How to minimize your maximum regret. What's your maximum regret? Well, maybe it would be getting the coronavirus. So if that's your maximum regret, what do you do to minimize that maximum regret? Don't go near people who might have the coronavirus. How is it contracted? Well, it's contracted through touch. We know that. It's contracted through the eyes. We know that. So don't go near people who are coughing and sneezing. As a matter of fact, if you want to have a lot of fun, what would happen if you went to a movie? You know, the movie starts and you start hacking and coughing. What would happen? I mean, I'm not recommending you have that kind of fun. But can you imagine? Can you imagine? You don't even have to shout fire in a crowded theater. All you have to do is start coughing and hacking now. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, during the break, I went in to warm up a cup of coffee. I added some more coffee to my USA Prepares coffee mug. And Mrs. Finelli was on the speakerphone, and she was chatting with this gal. And she said, the gal on the other end of the phone said, why do you want fiberglass furnace filters? And I kind of smiled. This gal had no idea. Why would you want one of them rather than the really expensive 3M pleated 30-day filters? Why would you want a fiberglass filter for your furnace? So I took a minute and I explained to the gal on the phone. I said, look, you can take a furnace filter, and they'll last at least 15 years if you're careful with them. And if you have a compressor and you put on a respirator, you take the filter out and you find out which way the wind is blowing, and you blow the dust out of the furnace filter from opposite direction that the dust went into the furnace filter. And then after you blow the dust out of it, you then stack the furnace filters, if you have multiple, and you spray them with a light coat of end dust, and you leave them in the sun. The sun will disinfect the bacteria, kill the bacteria on the furnace filters. It will volatilize the end dust so you don't breathe that smell. And the end dust causes an electrostatic charge on the fiberglass furnace filters, and it traps the dust particles way better than the furnace filters could trap it in the first place. But 3M and all these other companies want you to buy these, I don't know, $10, $12 furnace filters that last 30 days. Forever. Just keep buying more filters and throwing them away and building a, you know, your own trash, Mount Trashmore in your neck of the woods. Well, so what we're doing is we're just topping off those things. Now, do we need a furnace filter or two or three or five? No, but are we going to get them? Yes. Because we don't want to go out anymore. So she's looking for a place that can ship them to us. She's looking for, you know, how much do they cost? Well, it should cost about $1 a piece, maybe $2 a piece. But if you look on the internet, they're $12 or $20 or $30 or $40. It's nuts, absolutely nuts. So that is my advice on how to avoid the endless purchasing of furnace filters. You just blow them out. And if you don't have a compressor, there's an alternative way. And I would do this outside. I would not do it inside. So if you have a regular vacuum cleaner with a bag, take the vacuum cleaner and the bag outside. Now, it has to be a canister type. And you use that brush, the round brush with the bristles on the end of your vacuum hose, and you very gently vacuum up the dust from the side of the furnace filter that faces you when you put the furnace filter in the furnace filter housing, the grill, if you will. And I always mark the furnace filters with an arrow to show the direction of the airflow. So I know that the airflow starts from the room and it goes into the ductwork. So I draw an arrow going into the ductwork. I put a couple arrows on the side of the furnace filter. Why do I do that? Because it always goes in the same direction. I want the dust to be trapped in the same direction over and over and over again. So if you don't have a compressor, you can use your vacuum cleaner. And you can vacuum the dust out of the furnace filter, starting from the side that faces you. You vacuum out the dust very slowly, very carefully. Do it outside. Wear a mask, a respirator. Comfort mask, sometimes they're called. You don't want to breathe this dust. And then after you get it all vacuumed out, then you, if you have a couple of them, or even if you have one, you just spray it lightly with end dust, completely, the entire surface of the fiberglass. And it will trap dust like you've never seen before. So that's another thing that we do. So how long do these furnace filters last? I don't know, because ours are still going strong after 15 years. But I have a feeling that they don't want us to buy these fiberglass ones anymore because they're inexpensive. They want us to buy the really expensive ones, and I won't do it. I won't do it for a couple reasons. One is the restriction of the airflow through these 3M pleated media filters is way greater. Than the restriction of the simple, old-fashioned, inexpensive fiberglass types. Now, typically, the fiberglass types have this blue-spun fiberglass material. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Brexit will take effect in the UK today at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, Britain leaving the European Union and going it alone for the first time since 1973. Not everyone's happy. In Northern Ireland, residents are uncertain about their future. Sinn Féin President Mary Lou McDonald says,
"Today is a very sad day. People in the North did not consent to Brexit. This is not something that people on the island of Ireland want, bar a small minority."
Another Democrat has dropped out of the field running for the White House, the former Maryland Representative John Delaney, announcing this morning that a lack of support and the inability to qualify for the debates are in part behind his reason for dropping out. He adds it was a privilege to campaign for the Democratic nomination, and he'll work now to see to it that President Trump does not get reelected. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I want to thank our engineers. I'm guessing no one's admitted who's responsible yet, but I want to thank our engineers. I'm thinking Nathan, Brad, Jason, one of yins, that's Missouri for y'all, or yous guys. So one of yins did it and put the Compliacin commercial in the set. I really appreciate that. And if you missed it, class, and just go listen to the archives to getting compliance, and you can get it. You can ask your school system to prescribe it for your child, so they won't have to handcuff them to the desk. We've been talking about the coronavirus. So I would suggest you consider buying a quart or a gallon of plain, unscented chlorine bleach for disinfection purposes. Now, some people, I've heard, I learned this from a black woman in the Commonwealth of Virginia, that it was common for some of the blacks to put a couple drops of chlorine bleach in the bathtub for their children. Now, I'm not recommending that. But that's what they said they did to kill the parasites. Now, maybe it's because they had a well that, didn't have potable water. I don't know. But you may want to look up that. But you certainly don't want to breathe chlorine. It was banned for use in warfare because it was a chemical weapon, chlorine, in World War I. So I suggest you consider getting some chlorine bleach, unscented, for disinfection purposes. You may want to put a drop mixed with some water and use that to wipe off your counter. You should wear gloves, rubber gloves or latex gloves when you do that. You don't want to breathe it. You want to open the windows because the chlorine will volatilize, and it's a killer. But it'll kill everything. If you want to know what'll kill the coronavirus, chlorine. Chlorine will kill any living thing on the planet. Anything. Bacteria, viruses, people, animals, any living thing, it'll kill. So you have to use it very carefully. Learn how to use it. Do your own research. Don't believe a single thing I say on any of our broadcasts. Do your own research and make up your own mind. But you may want to have some. If you have a well, you may want to shock the well. Learn how to do that. There's plenty of videos on YouTube on how to do it. We just use about a quart and pour it down the well. Add some fresh, clean drinking water. We have that all prepared ahead of time. And let it set in the well for a half hour or so. Then run it through the pipes to disinfect the pipes and shut off all the faucets after we've smelled chlorine coming out of every faucet, every shower head, the toilets. Okay? And let it set there, and then that will disinfect the pipes, and then flush out the pipes until you don't smell chlorine anymore. That's how you do it. If you overdo it, I know a guy who was told by the government corporation in the corrupt state of Missouri, 3 gallons. He couldn't get rid of that chlorine from his well for weeks. I can't imagine how many tens of thousands of gallons it took to flush out his well. Because he believed those morons. Hydrogen peroxide. You might want to get some. I mentioned it. We had our family meeting last night. Coronavirus family meeting. And it took hours. Hours around the kitchen table. I've suggested that you all consider doing the same thing that we do. Have a family meeting. Now, what would that mean? That means you would sit around the kitchen table. And if you want to have a cup of coffee or you want to have a beverage, of course, it wouldn't be soda, would it? Maybe some tea, green tea. All the members of the family. Sit around the table. And you say, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about, what does this mean? What does the coronavirus mean to us? What do you think the risks are? What do you think the ways that we could contract it? How would that happen? And what do we need to do to protect each other from each other? What do we do? So I had that meeting. And one of the things I said was hydrogen peroxide. And one of our boys said, I got it. I said, okay. How many did you get? He said, 4. I said, okay, well, that's your 4 plus the 4 I bought. That's good. We're good for a while. So we're all thinking the same way here at our family. We talked about all the things that we think that we are going to need, and we put them on a list, and we prioritize the list, because money's not free, at least not to our family. You know, some families, I think, they print it. But for us, we're not part of the government corporation, so we don't get free money. We have to earn it, and it's hard. So we prioritize what we're going to buy and what we need and the order and how we are going to limit our exposure. I suggest you do the same thing. Now, I've been suggesting for years you have this fire drill Friday night. Hey, it's Friday. You can do it tonight. You can go to your electric service panel and shut off all the breakers. Unless there's a medical device that you have to have that somebody might die if you turn off that breaker. Shut off all the breakers. Except maybe refrigeration. Just put some tape across the refrigerator door. Put some tape across the faucets. Put some tape across the flush handle. You know, just to remind you, oh, we can't flush the toilet because we don't have any water, right? So the reason for the tape on the faucets is to just kind of let you know that there's no water. There is water now, but you want to let you want to remind yourself that, geez, you can't use the water. And, of course, your cell phones, you put them in a box somewhere, and you don't look at them because you don't have electricity to charge the cell phones anymore. So at 6 o'clock, you do this, and you do it for 3 hours. And the experiment's over at 9 o'clock. And you, well, it's going to get dark, and you're going to think about what you don't like about this situation. No Netflix, no television, no background noise. Just you and your family. And you want to eat, no problem, except your gas stove doesn't work. Your electric stove doesn't work. The garbage disposal doesn't work because there's no electricity, right? So how are you going to start your gas stove when it has electronic ignition? They all have electronic ignition today. How's that going to work? Do you have matches? Why not? Where do you store your matches? Oh, you're probably going to want to buy some matches if you don't have them. And you're going to look for those candles wherever they are. And you're going to look for that flashlight with the dead batteries wherever it is. That's what's going to happen. So you write down, everybody writes down what they don't like. And then when you turn the lights back on at 9 o'clock, you say, wow, okay, so now we can flush the toilet. Praise the Lord. And you're going to think about, geez, you know, we didn't have any water for 3 whole hours. No water. Can't wash our hands. Can't flush the toilet. It's terrible. No water from the, you know, the water cooler from the refrigerator. No ice. What a terrible thing. You'll get a chance to experience that. But over the years, I've suggested this. No one has ever called in and said, hey, Vinny, I did it. Boy, what an eye-opener that was. It's too hard to do. No one's done it. I challenge you to do it. And call us next week and tell us what it was like. I challenge you. I'll bet you we don't get any calls. We might get one now that I've said no one calls. But I suggest you try that. And what you'll find out is that that electric can opener, when you tried to open that can of beans, didn't work. Because the electricity was shut off for 3 hours. You're going to have a real tough time cooking. Now, some people are really smart. And they have a grill, you know, outside. They go in the backyard and take a pot, put it on the grill. You know, if it doesn't have a handle, that'll burn. Or cast iron, and maybe they can cook some beans. Other people say, well, I guess we'll just eat these cold, if they can figure out how to open the can. Now, you know millennials don't know how to use a mechanical can opener, right? Do you have a mechanical can opener? If you don't, the brand to buy is Swing Away. Swing, the letter A, and Way, W-A-Y. They're the best. They're not like these cheap Chi-Com can openers. They'll last a really long time. And if you buy one and you take care of it, you might have to put a drop of oil on the shaft that you turn, you know, make it smoother over time. That could be vegetable oil or olive oil, if you'd like. It'll last a real long time. I'm thinking a couple decades. You might want to get one. We have them, and we've had them for a couple decades. Do you have a knife? How many of you have a knife on you right now? Right now. Not soon. Right now. Rule number 9. You will always have a knife. When our children were going to the public training camp, actually our youngest, he decided he wanted to try being a freshman at the public training camp, high school. That was the first time he ever went to a public training camp. Didn't go to elementary school, started out 12th, I'm sorry, he started out at 9th grade in the public training camp. And I told him that you will have a knife. He said, Dad, they don't let you have knives. I said, okay, that's their rules. My rule is you will have a knife in your pocket. Now, you don't flash it, you don't show anybody, you don't tell anybody, you don't say, look what I've got. But you will have a knife. So what kind of knife? I've got one right here. I keep it in my pocket, in my blue jeans. My uniform is blue jeans. So what kind of a knife? Well, the kind I like is made by a company called Gerber, G-E-R-B-E-R. They make one called a Paraframe, P-A-R-A-F-R-A-M-E. They're all over eBay. Now, here's, I'm looking at two of them. There's a lot of two. One of them has a regular non-serrated blade, and the other has a serrated blade. I like the one with the serrated blade. So these two knives you can buy for $9.99 and about $6 shipping. So you can get them for about $7, $8 a piece, delivered and shipped to you. Now, they're going to be used, so make sure you look at the blades. And I think you'll be really happy with a lock blade knife. And I would not buy anything that's not a lock blade. You might have to stab somebody. I didn't say that, did I? No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. You might have to cut something, like a seatbelt. Okay? I have a Gerber Paraframe in my hands right now. The blade is about 3 1/4 inches long. Depends on how you measure. Some might say 3 1/2, some might say 3, some might say 3 1/4. It's about 3 1/4 inches long. It's serrated. And I keep it with me at all times. One of our instructors and I were at the scene of an accident. We were side by side at a traffic light in the corrupt city of Springfield, Missouri, and it was dark and it was foggy, and boom, a guy crashed into a traffic light concrete piling. The car caught on fire. The airbag exploded. Couldn't see in the car, and the guy was unconscious. Drove right into it. And a whole bunch of other people have driven into this concrete piling as well. Because the morons in Springfield put this concrete piling in the middle of a lane. And then they put a traffic light pole on top of it. And it looks like the lane goes through. But if you try to go through it, you're going to crash into the piling. Well, he did. And we had to cut him out of the car with a serrated pocket knife.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I'm looking at eBay right now, and I see for sale a lot of, that's two words, a lot, 10 Gerber Paraframe knives, kind of like the one I have with me right now, the one that I always have. And it's about $20 for all 10 of them with about $8 shipping. So roughly $30, maybe $31 delivered to your door, 10 of them. Now, they say that they have some minor defects that prevent them from being first quality. Well, if you get one brand new, it's going to have minor defects real soon. Okay, so these are already with the defects for $3 each if you buy 10 of them. Do you know 10 people who might want a Gerber Paraframe knife? Well, if you do, that's a great deal. Now, where do these knives come from? Well, I can tell you, they're stolen. They're stolen goods. You'll be buying stolen merchandise. In many cases, when you buy knives like this on eBay. Now, who steals them? Well, the government steals them. So if you fly on an airplane and you have one of these, they'll take it from you. They'll take it. They'll steal it from you. They'll say, you can't have that. It's pointy. You can hurt yourself. You can't have it. So they steal them, and then they sell them by, like, the barrel full. People bid on them, and then they sell them by the each or, you know, small lots on eBay. So a lot of them are stolen. They're stolen from stupid people who aren't smart enough to realize that they shouldn't have a knife with them on an airplane. Well, I mean, I'd like to have a knife on me on an airplane, but I don't fly, so I don't have to worry about that. But I have one on me at all times. And our son had one on him at all times when he was in the public training camp. It's a tool. He wasn't going to threaten somebody in the boys' room and, you know, take out his knife and start slashing. That wasn't the plan. The plan was, if he's ever in an accident, somebody runs into the side of him, he's trapped in his truck and he can't get out because the seatbelt is wedged and the door's wedged and he can't move, what's he going to do? Burn to death? Like that guy that we rescued? We had to bash in the windows of his car and pull him out. But we had to have a knife to cut him out of the seatbelt. That's why you have to have a knife. For a lot of reasons. You know, I wish I could show you what I'm looking at out the studio window at the farm. So over 100 cows within just a few feet of the window. Our son and Mrs. Finelli just fed the cows. He took a roll of hay, unrolled it, back and forth in front of the house. And there's all these cows just eating hay. I wish I could show you, but I can't because of the faggots who have given me a hard time and caused me to take the website down. But I'd love to post pictures of this and show you, but I can't, and I won't, because of the troll faggots. I despise them. They ruin it for everybody. So that's why you can't see it. And so who do you blame? Blame them. Blame these greedy, individual, nasty people. The people who, you know, they're addicted to this broadcast, or they're being paid. And they just can't help themselves. They have to trash us every single day. We try to teach you things, and they're never happy. Can you imagine being married to something like that? Gosh, I think Robert in Kansas is talking about them. I don't know if they're men or women. I don't know. But boy, they must be miserable. And I think he's got some very valid points. So how do you sharpen these knives? Well, you get a sharpening stone. And on eBay, you can buy one for $5.99 shipped. Now, I recommend that you buy things where you don't pay tax. Avoid paying tax. And you can legally. So if you can avoid paying tax, don't give the government corporation money to beat you up with. Try to avoid doing that. That's what I do. So you can buy an aluminum oxide dual grit knife sharpening block. It's two colors of grit, a darker gray and a lighter gray. It's about 6 inches long. It's about an inch and a half thick, and it's about 2.5-3 inches, about 2.5 inches wide. How long do they last? I don't know. We've had ours for decades. And when I sharpen a knife, I wet the stone. I wet the stone. Go to YouTube and look up how to sharpen a knife. And, you know, I sharpen all kinds of knives, like carving knives. All the knives in, you know, that we use in the kitchen, I sharpen them. And I wet the stone, and I sharpen with pulling the blade toward me for one side and then pushing it away on the other side. I try to put like saw teeth, microscopic saw teeth on the blade of the knife so that it cuts very smoothly so you can just easily cut through a tomato. So if you feel it with your thumb, don't cut yourself, but razor sharp. Now, after you're done sharpening, wash the blade to get that grit and little particles of steel off, because you don't want those particles in your meal. You don't want to have them for lunch or dinner. You don't want them in your tomatoes. So $5.99 will get you a sharpening stone. Use water with it, and then let it air dry where there's plenty of air circulation so it doesn't start growing fuzz. Class, be very, very careful where you go. We hate to lose anybody to the coronavirus. Thank you for being with us today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.